The measure is sponsored by House Speaker Michael Madigan himself. In explaining why he thinks it's necessary, he recalled the Federal Voting Rights Act and the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision to modify parts of that law.
And that modification by the Supreme Court is apparently brought on efforts in other states to enact legislation that some of us would consider to be voter suppression.
Madigan says that includes voter ID laws. The speaker, who presides over a large Democratic majority, acknowledges he's not aware of any Illinoisan being denied the right to vote because of his race or any other characteristic.
Some might say, well, today in Illinois, you don't need this. Voter suppression wouldn't happen in Illinois. Well, we don't know that. We don't know what the future holds.
The measure passed the House overwhelmingly, 109-5. If approved by the Senate, voters would have the final say on whether to change the Constitution at this fall's election. I'm Brian Mackey.